Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Conservatorship versus guardianship. Today's episode, we're going to talk about them too and what are the differences. Let's start with conservatorship. Number one, it's estate management. A conservatorship typically focuses on managing and protecting the financial affairs and assets of an injured individual who is unable to do so independently. This includes managing bank accounts, property investments, and other financial matters. Adults. Conservatorships are often established for adults, especially those with mental illness, cognitive impairments, and other conditions that may affect their financial decision making. Specific duties. The conservator is responsible for making financial decisions on behalf of the incapacitated individual. These decisions should be the best interest of the person under the conservatorship, and the conservator is legally bound to act in their best interest. Number four, court oversight. The establishment of a conservatorship usually involves court proceedings. The court monitors the conservator's actions to ensure that they act in the interest of the individual under their care. Guardianship. Number one, personal and medical care. A guardianship primarily pertains to the care and well-being of an individual, including decisions related to their personal and medical needs. This includes the decisions about living arrangements, medical treatments, and daily care. Number two is for minors and adults. Guardianships can be established for both minors and adults who are deemed unable to make decisions about their welfare. For minors, this often involves appointing a legal guardian to make decisions on their behalf. Number three, a broader scope. While guardians have the authority to over financial matters as well, their primary focus is only on personal and health care decisions. This may work for a conservator if financial management is also necessary. And number four, a court oversight. Similar to conservatorships, guardianships typically involve court oversight to ensure the guardian is acting in the best interest of the individual under the care. Dorsey Realty Disclaimer. Remember, consult with an attorney who specializes in probate and trust matters to ensure the disclaimer meets the specific legal requirements and addresses the unique circumstances of your situation. This disclaimer is just a general example and may need to be customized to fit specific circumstances and legal requirements of the probate, estate, or trust you're dealing with. It's always advisable to consult with a legal professional to ensure compliance with relevant laws and regulations. You can also contact your dedicated certified real estate probate specialist, Fred Dorsey, Prince of Probate, to schedule a telephone conversation. 301-760-2178. Local expertise, global presence. Conservatorship versus guardianship wraps up this episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.